Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, guys, did you see? Yes, it is the morning after the night before and another celebrity and their pro dancer had to leave Dancing with the Stars. It's just how it goes. Last night, after their amazing jive to Billy Joel's All Shook Up, we said goodbye to former RTÉ newsreader Angus McGreena and his dance partner Emily Barker. They're in the studio. How's it going, lads?
Morning.
Pull that mic up to
morning.
You. There we go. I just said to you off air, you could probably do with all these interviews not happening. You know, after the night that you get eliminated and then you have to do all these interviews, did you want to just stay in bed and chill out?
No, well, probably if I didn't have interviews, I think my first port of call would have been a pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the first time in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But maybe that was probably a good thing. So,
how are you doing? I said to you last night, were you surprised? We were all shocked because it was you went out on a high. You really did. Mm-hmm. It was a really good dance, and you got some really nice comments from the judges.
Yeah, I was so overjoyed with not only with the dance, but obviously from the comments from the judges, and that there was a definite sign that we were beginning to progress and to show that that there was some dancing there. So I was very happy with that. I was absolutely blown away by Jordan's dance. I mean, that was just so incredible. And I kind of just said, you know, there's various leagues and levels in this competition. And, you know, that's not where I'm at. And so it was a very respectable time to leave.
Absolutely. Very respectable time to leave. I mean, the competition this year is it's hot, you know.
But it's a competition of many levels.
Yeah.
And different abilities and ages. Mm-hmm. So it's a complete mix. But that's what makes the show a very good and interesting show. And athletes also have a very different mindset, I would say, you know, focused on kind of getting to the end line, which is what they do. That's fine. But for me, at 57 years of age, going out, just I wouldn't say that I took it to kind of just go out and have a bit of fun and just have a laugh. I did take it seriously, you know, that I wanted to dance as well as I possibly could. But in doing that, I still wanted to have a good time. But I wasn't in sort of the Super League, shall we say.
Yeah, but you were on your own journey. We stayed in
Thank
our
you,
own
Emily.
Lane, and we did it as we, you know, we took each week as it came. And I think, I think we weren't competing with anybody else, where you were just competing with yourself. You just wanted to get it better every
week.
Is
that the thing, Emily, with this competition?
Yeah.
You know, it is very difficult to... I mean, you do compare yourself. I mean, you look at Jordan, you look at these people who are at, or whatever, and it's hard. It's probably very hard not to compare yourself when you're dancing. But is it important just to stay focused? And you said there, you're really only in competition with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you start looking at other people, that's when you start kind of like criticizing yourself and you feel more unconfident about your dance. So I think the main thing is just always go out there and feel you're doing a better job than what you did last week. Like, you know, we always tried to be as prepared as we could be. And I think just taking Angus, for example, the main thing is that he enjoys it. The main thing is that he goes out and he smiles and he shows a different side to himself that you wouldn't have been able to show, like in the newsroom, for example.
The Anchorman dance, lads. I laughed so much from the VT to the dance. It was a moment.
It certainly was a moment. And even the dance itself, you know, while obviously it was a samba and it was never going to be an Erica Cody samba or anything like it. So in a sense, you know, and Erica is absolutely fabulous. My God, what a dancer. But some of it was also kind of a Ron Burgundy piss take kind of on the samba, you know, to be honest. And, you know, that was part of the fun, but we still had to dance it as best we possibly could in that genre.
When you got the call to do the show, did you have to think about it or was it a hell yeah for you?
I tell you, I did have to think about it because when I got the call, I was in the final week of submitting my master's. So I kind of just said, listen, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
I can't talk to anybody. But that was finished in October. And so then I just took the week off and I kind of thought, yeah, I've been sitting on my bum sort of for the last 3 years, not doing anything very physical. This is a chance before I go to do sort of more serious work to kind of have fun, to take on a new challenge.
There's always one person that convinces you to do it. There's always who in your life.
And that was Teresa Mannion.
Did
and
she?
I'll have words with her later.
Did she say you have to do this? You'd have a great experience.
She said, yeah. Go for it. She said it will be the most amazing experience, and you will just thoroughly enjoy it. And actually, she was right.
Absolutely, it is. There's no show like it. Absolutely not. You've been in the final twice, Missy, haven't you? You've got there twice. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to go out at this stage? How are you feeling?
I mean, well, this is kind of a first for me as well, because I've done my first season, I was out week one, and then three seasons of kind of like nearly at the final or in the final. And then this is a first for me, but yeah, it is literally just taking it week by week. And you know, you have to take every celebrity on a different journey. And with Angus, we kind of knew we weren't going to make the final, didn't we? Because the standard is so high this year. But we just took it week by week.
Performance by every performance on its own, I said
it last night as well. It is really about making a memorable performance. It's not about how far you go. It's about the short time that you have on the show making an impact. I think that's what's important.
I have to ask you, when you get celebrities on their first, what's the biggest hurdle you have to overcome when you're teaching them? When you get them, especially somebody like Angus, yeah, cover your ears. Somebody like Angus who has absolutely no experience.
Yeah, I think
in dance.
I think confidence.
It's just getting that confidence
up,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's confidence. With, you know, the judges mean a lot and what they say is very important, but the main thing is what the audience think, as in the viewers at home. Like, you've got to get over that hurdle of, like, people have never seen you physically on television doing the stuff that you're going to have to do on a Sunday night. So it's having the confidence to believe in yourself and sell it. I think that's what's so important.
Who's going to win?
I think Nina and Pasquale, personally. Yeah, I think Nina is just brilliant, and I think she's on a journey, and I think Pasquale's choreography is fantastic and suits her, and I just think Nina and Pasquale.
He's tough, isn't he? Like, he's a tough man to like.
He's
he doesn't.
Tough. He's
oh,
going
God.
For two in a row.
Oh, he's going for it, that man. Do you agree?
I'm just personally blown away by the dancing of Erica and Jordan, and certainly, my God, Jordan's Paso Doble last night. I mean, that was
incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
We all kind of went, we all kind of held our breath for the entire dance.
But not only that, the dancing was incredible, but the choreography was also
amazing.
You know, absolutely amazing. And I was kind of saying to Emily, my God, if they managed to, you know, pull a few more of those out of the bag going forward, you know, there's every chance that they could be the winners, but there's always a surprise too.
There's always a surprise. There's always a surprise. And Salome is just phenomenal. She's a great
Amazing.
Addition. She's a new dancer this year and she's a great addition to the team. She is just phenomenal. As were you, Angus, and as are you, Emily. I have to say you in past tense because you're gone now. what's the plan for you now? What are you going to do with yourself?
Well, obviously, I mean, I left RTE, then went back to college and then did the Masters and in International Peace Studies. So I would see myself working kind of in the area of kind of conflict resolution and sort of going forward. That's kind of the area that I would see myself in.
Okay.
You know, solving scraps on the dance floor, and, you know, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You know.
Did you see yourself get fitter? I mean, you said like this is a very physical thing. Did you notice yourself? Because you've been doing this like since December.
Yeah.
Speaking about journey, it's a long time.
Yeah, so certainly I am a lot fitter, definitely. And, you know, toning up. I don't think that I necessarily lost any weight. I was expecting that I would, but I think it was all the sweets Emily was giving me. You need more energy. Take more sweets.
A lot of sweets knocking around the set, isn't it?
But, you know, I have to thank Emily because she has been an incredible teacher, dancing partner.
One of the best.
Incredibly patient with me. And it's been just a wonderful experience.
Well, you're going to be missed and you're a joy to work with. Thank you so much for popping into the studio this morning. Now you can have a little rest. Or can you? No, there's more to do.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.